talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gelliard Center downtown, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Liberty Cedar, and we'll be talking to Russ Fogg with Liberty Cedar, also Whitney Pearson with Max Crosby Construction, Terry Conlin with Express Sunrooms, Jamie Nelson with Palmetto Surfacing, and also Brad Murray with CB Murray Construction. But joining me now is Heather Epps, our social media director for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How you doing, Heather?
Doing wonderful, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Heather, our brand new website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, just went live this week. And what's your favorite aspect or part of our brand new website?
Well, there's so many things to love about it. It's really beautiful and easy to use. But what I love the most about it is that you can actually search by room for a project. So a homeowner can actually be paired with top-notch pros that can help them with designing their perfect low country home. We also have a ton of really great photographs on there that are high definition, so you can look through and become inspired by all the different photographs. We have links to our Charleston Home and Design social media sites to help you stay connected with the different happenings and new events that we have going on. And also love that you can look through info about the local homeowner professionals and help make your next home project dream a reality.
Right. So whatever project you happen to have, you can search for a local home professional on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Look at all sorts of beautiful photographs of local projects, which is also great. And definitely want everyone to check out charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Heather.
Thank you, Tim.
And enjoy today's radio show.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Liberty Cedar, located at 4301 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Russ Fogg with Liberty Cedar. How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Russ, take a moment and tell everybody about Liberty Cedar.
Well, we're a retail lumber yard. We're located up in North Charleston, as Tim just said. We service the entire coast of South Carolina, mainly focusing on the immediate Charleston territory. Mm-hmm. Places like Isle of Palms, Sullivan's Island, Kiowa Island, Seabrook Island, those are our really big territories. A lot of the high-end custom builders out there are our target market, which we primarily focus on. We do have a lot of walk-in traffic that comes in here, but primarily we deal with the high-end custom homes out there.
Gotcha. Where around the house can Liberty Cedar help a homeowner?
Everywhere, actually. I mean, the exterior envelope of a house is probably the most important aspect of it, right? You know, the amount of water intrusion that we have around here, the hurricanes that we have, your exterior envelope has to be the most stable part of your house.
When you say envelope, what do you mean?
Envelope as far as roofing, siding, trim, all that stuff, if it's applied correctly, that's what's protecting the interior of your home. You know, all the money that you spend on your hardwood floors and drywall and marble and granite, all that's protected by the exterior envelope.
Gotcha. Okay. So, so Liberty Cedar, you folks provide, talk about some of the specific products that Liberty Cedar provides.
Sure. We basically have four big product lines that we sell, and they each account for about 25% of our business. Exterior decking is a huge aspect of our business. That's the first one. Wood roofing and siding, that's another big part of it. Exterior trim is a huge part of our business as well. And then our custom millwork, exterior custom millwork, is another big aspect. And when you combine all four of those, you've got basically everything that you're looking at on the exterior of a house.
Gotcha. And what is it about, I mean, a homeowner can buy siding and exterior trim and decking and so forth at lots of different places. What is it about the lumber that they're getting from Liberty Cedar that is that's better or superior to what they might get out at other places?
That's a good question, and it's a extremely loaded question. I guess the way to answer that is the way that we look at wood products at Liberty Cedar is not just, oh, you need some trim, here you go. Here's, you know, straight off the shelf, just some pre-prime stuff, here you go. That's not the way we kind of look at things. We try to look at each different aspect and find the absolute best species, the absolute best primer, the absolute best finish, the absolute best everything for that particular application. So depending on where your job's located, depending on what you're using it for, depending on the finish, we'll specify a certain species of wood, a certain grade of that particular species. And really, that's what we pride ourselves in, is knowing and having the experience over being in business for over 25 years. That, you know, we have the right product for the right spot. So,
because the ultimate goal is to provide a product for the customer, the homeowner, that that's going to last a long, long, long time, right?
Of course, yeah.
And
yeah,
they won't have to deal with rot or termites or mildew or anything like that.
Sure, and you know, there's species for decking which you typically wouldn't use for siding, and there's stuff for siding that you wouldn't typically use for trim. So we have to pick each one of those areas and define the best application for the best species. So we have a lot of that kind of brings us into what we were talking about before the interview is architects. A lot of times architects rely on wood specialists, I guess you could say, or exterior product specialists to tell them what the right product is for their application. So architects will call us. They'll say, "Hey, Russ, I'm working on a project right now. We've got a special application on a sidewall here, and kind of pick our brains." And it's actually it's nice to know that architects rely on us for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because the homeowner is hiring the architect to build their dream house, and the last thing that that the architect wants to have is the homeowner calling them back and saying, "I'm having this problem and this problem and this problem." And so their job is to specify the best, the most long-lasting products that they can find. And so I've interviewed architect Chris Rose many times on the show, and every time we always seem to circle back to the fact that Charleston has some extreme conditions when it comes to building materials. We've got it's very humid. We have tropical storms and hurricanes, like you mentioned. There's lots of termites. It's very hot. So he recognizes those challenges, and he's always looking for products that address those challenges, so that you're building a house, you're not going to have to replace the siding or the exterior trim or whatever in 10 years or so. He's trying to find the products. So why is an architect like Chris Rose choosing Liberty Cedar?
Well, again, I mean, it's, you know, Charleston, like you said, it is a unique market. It is a unique market in that there's a lot of wood products that don't hold up here. Now, we have experience now in both the Charleston market and the Northeastern market. Now, those are both completely different markets. Up north, you've got the, you know, you've got the freeze-thaw cycle. Down here, it's mostly humid. It's really hot. I think one of the biggest things down in the south is the UV, the actual UV factor that the sun produces down here is so strong. So if you're not using a really nice species of wood, or if you're not using the correct primer or the correct paint, those species can fail really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. So Chris relies on us, and you know, guys like Chris and Mark Kamens, and I'm not trying to plug architects, but you know, they rely on us to you know, to push them towards the right species. Mm-hmm. And that reflects good on Liberty Cedar with the architects, but also with the builders as well. Because if we're telling the architects which species to use and it's actually working, you know, the architects are going to tell these builders, hey, listen, you know, Liberty Cedar knows their stuff, and you really got to go talk to these guys. And they've been a huge driving factor in why we've been successful down in this down in this territory.
Gotcha. Yeah. So there's this different solution for different scenarios around the house, and that's where Liberty Cedar is able to help specify the right species of wood for whatever the application is.
Sure. I mean, you can see we've got, you know, in our office here, the listeners can't see it, but we can. You know, we have three different kinds of shingles on the wall in here. Most homeowners
shake shingles.
These are shingles. Okay. There's a difference. There's a difference between a shake and a shingle. A shake is typically used for a roof.
Okay.
A wood shingle is typically used for a sidewall.
I gotcha.
If anybody says shingles to the layperson, they would think asphalt shingles.
Right.
Typically.
Right.
But you know, there is a specific term for a shingle and a specific term for a shake when you're in the wood business.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we've got these three different products here on the wall, and when a typical homeowner comes in, that's exactly what they say to him. They say, oh, well, we want wood shakes for our sidewall. And my first question to them is not, you know, how much do you need? My first question to them is typically, okay, well, what do you want it to look like in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Because ideally, that's what the homeowner's looking for. They're not looking for what it's going to look like right after it's done being built. You know, 5 years down the road, they want to know what their house is going to look like. So that's the first question I ask. And when they start talking about, okay, I want a nice silver gray color, or I want a pigment, you know, I want a stain, I want a color, or I want it to be natural, we can start and immediately eliminate five different products that we stock here for the sidewall that they want. I had a customer come in here just a few weeks ago, and they were looking for the Nantucket look is what they called it. They wanted a nice silver gray sidewall. Well, we recommended that they use Alaskan yellow cedar on their sidewall.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out to Kiowa today, you will not see a piece of Alaskan yellow cedar out on Kiowa. Nobody's ever heard of it. Nobody's ever seen it. But it is a very viable product for this market.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want it to turn perfectly silver gray without going a dark gray or a black like a red cedar does, it's a fantastic product, and it's the same price. So that's what we try to do, is really try to figure out what the homeowner wants, what they want it to look like, and we can kind of steer them in the right direction as far as which product they choose.
You know what the homeowner wants? They want either no maintenance or low maintenance.
Sure.
And they prefer no maintenance.
Sure.
And that's pretty much boils down to everything that we've just been talking about. That's what Liberty Cedar is able to help a homeowner with, is the products that you folks sell are either going to be no maintenance or low maintenance.
Well, not necessarily. You know, there's some products out there that do require maintenance, and that's, you know, that needs to be brought up to the homeowner immediately.
Mm-hmm.
What we're finding is that architects and builders are getting better and better at preparing their homeowners for what kind of maintenance certain things are going to take.
Mm-hmm.
And what Chris Rose has done is taken that to another level. Chris is trying to build maintenance-free houses out on Kiowa. A lot of his designs utilize PVC. They utilize a product, New Cedar, that I'm sure you've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some advertisements in Charleston Helmet Design with the New Cedar product. You know, products like these, they take paint very well. They're never going to rot. New Cedar actually comes with a 25-year paint warranty, so you never really have to paint the shingle again. They used to have a a lifetime warranty, but I don't think the lawyers like that very much, so they had to kind of change that up. But New Cedar is a fantastic product, and there's definitely some products out there right now that can offer that longevity without the look. Mm-hmm. You know, for so long it's been where you're going to sacrifice look for longevity. You remember the first Trex decking that came out?
Right.
It was ugly as sin, but it's still on some people's houses out there.
Right, sure.
So that's the sacrifice people used to have to make. But there's products out now that actually look like real wood.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually, you know, they're going to last forever. Mm-hmm. So,
how can folks get more information about Liberty Cedar?
They can come stop by our shop anytime. This is a warehouse/showroom. We like people to come in and see all the different species of wood and pick stuff out for themselves. Or they can check out our website. It's www.libertycedar.com. Or give us a call, 843-744-0450.
Good deal. Okay. Well, we have been talking with Russ Fogg with Liberty Cedar. And thank you, Russ, for hosting today's radio show.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Liberty Cedar. And Liberty Cedar is located at 4301 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Whitney Pearson with Max G. Crosby Construction. How are you doing, Whitney?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Whitney, take a moment and tell everybody about Max G. Crosby Construction.
So Max Crosby Construction is a custom home building firm, and we've been building in the Charleston area since 1977. We're a fairly small team, but we've built all over the area. Right now, just with the projects that we have going, we're kind of primarily focused on the Daniel Island and Isle of Palms area.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we've really built all over Charleston since we've been around since 77. And we are focused on the custom home building, so we work with particular clients to build their dream homes.
Gotcha. Okay. And talk about this is I think going to be something very, very interesting to our listeners. Max Crosby Construction, you folks partnered with Southern Living Magazine and also Coastal Living Magazine to build idea houses for those two magazines, right?
We did, yeah. So back in 2006 was actually the Southern Living Dream Home, and we did another home, the Coastal Living Home, in 2013. Both on Daniel Island, and we're really proud of those projects. So we're the only builder in the whole country that has ever been selected to do both of those homes for those magazines. So they were great homes, and again, both located on Daniel Island here in Charleston.
Yeah, I remember walking through both of the houses, and the Southern Living Idea House was prior to us building our own home, and I got some great ideas walking through that house. I remember the bathroom that had all the charts on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Stole that idea.
Yeah.
Got it. We call it the map room in our house now. I picked up some charts from somebody had sold them or donated them to Habitat for Humanity, and got all these cool charts and put them up as wallpaper. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's great exposure for us. So we have a lot of people that go through those homes, get ideas, really like what they see and take it and use it in their own homes. And of course, it also turns into some potential new clients for us that are looking to build. So
mm-hmm.
It's been really great for us, and we're really proud of those homes.
Yeah. What an honor to work for a builder, Max Crosby Construction, that has partnered with Southern Living Magazine and Coastal Living Magazine to build two different idea houses. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I think it's really contributed to our reputation that we have here, always trying to be an exceptional builder, build exceptional quality homes. And I think that both of those homes are really showcase
mm-hmm.
Pieces of yep. what we as a firm are capable of creating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, this is kind of unique. Another unique feature about Max Crosby Construction is your role with Max Crosby Construction is to kind of hold the homeowner's hand, to assist the homeowner with selecting all of the different finishes throughout the house. Talk about how you help a homeowner from that standpoint.
Yeah, that's correct. So my role, I work exclusively for Max Crosby Construction, and I work with all of our clients. So I help in all of the selections that go into building a home, which there's quite a few and can get overwhelming. So I go to all of those selection appointments with our clients. I help them when they need my help or my input. And I also help coordinate that information between that supplier and between our team. So some of the things that go into these selections are appliances, lighting fixtures, plumbing fixtures, hardwoods, paint, all of those things. I mean, they really add up. So my role is, I think, unique and really important and appreciated by our clients. Just having someone there that can talk them through these things. They don't have to go to the appointment alone. A lot of our clients have never built a home before, so they really don't know what to expect. And I think that it gives them a little bit of peace of mind to have me there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, trying to keep them on budget. So all of these selections are budget items, and having someone there with them that can kind of steer them in the right direction. Like when we're selecting tile, for example, you know, there's so many choices, and just having someone there that can kind of say, you know, this is our budget and we need to kind of be looking at these items here. So, mm-hmm. I enjoy my job. I enjoy working with the clients. And I think that, like I said, it's beneficial for them to have someone that's part of the team.
Right.
To be there with
well,
them.
And when it comes to using tile again as an example, you walk into Melser Tile, for example,
yeah.
And there are literally thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of different
yes.
combinations and different types of tile. And it really can, you can get lost
mm-hmm.
And get way off track from your budget very, very easily.
Very
and so,
easy to do, yeah.
So you're kind of holding the homeowner's hand and saying, okay, we, according to the amount of money that we have in the allowance category for tile in the kitchen, you're able to kind of help the homeowner steer them towards certain tile that would be in their budget?
Exactly. So, you know, pointing them in the direction, and I know Melser showroom pretty well, and we work with them a lot, but, you know, pointing them in the direction of items that they need to be looking at, and also just helping them, let's say that they do kind of make a selection that's out of their budget, helping them steer them towards something that similar look and feel, but we'll get them back into their budget. So it's a huge role, and tile is one that's definitely intimidating. I had a client last week that we went in, and by the end of it, she said, you know, I was so overwhelmed when I walked in here. I was just didn't think there was any way that we were going to pick out tile for the whole house, but this was easy and it was fun. So
mm-hmm. What happens if a homeowner has a certain amount of money in their lighting budget, their lighting allowance, for example, and then they really fall in love with a certain fixture, which is going to kind of blow their allowance? Is that a change order, or, you know, if they go over budget on that item, how does Max Crosby Construction handle something like that?
Well, a lot of times, you know, there are really particular things that are important to someone, and maybe we can do some substitutions. So if you really have to have this beautiful chandelier for your foyer, how can we kind of rein it in and pull back maybe in other areas that aren't as visible? That's certainly one way that we can handle that. But, you know, sometimes people just absolutely have to have something and they're willing to pay for it. And, you know, that's a great scenario for them because they're really getting what they want. But of course, you know, when people have these budgets, a lot of times it is really important that we don't go over mm-hmm. them. And so we adjust and we give them what they want. A lot of times we'll find a fixture that's similar maybe, but has a lower price point.
Right.
Or like I said, we'll kind of rein it in other areas and make sure that they really stay within that budget because it can be really important.
Yeah, there's always a solution.
Exactly.
It seems like in government, the solution is always just to spend more money. And you know, I guess that's easy to do when you're spending somebody else's money. But when it's the homeowner's money, sounds like you have a real concern about trying to keep them on budget so that they're just not going crazy and, you
yeah.
know, spending way more than they had planned.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really important doing residential design that, one, that people love their selections. I mean, this is their home, and we want to make sure that everything about their home is something that they love. But it's also equally important that we're giving them things that they can afford and that they're happy with, and we're not suggesting things that are completely out of the question, mm-hmm. because it is important. You know, it's important that people get the highest quality home that they possibly can, but that they're in a comfortable price range for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll bet you don't ever call a homeowner and say, you've got to have the tile picked out by tomorrow or something. You're probably managing the calendar in a way that is giving the homeowner lots of time to make decisions, and they don't feel rushed.
Right, and that's another important part of my job. Like I said, a lot of our clients have never built a home before, and they're really stressed out at the beginning because they don't exactly know the process of where things fall in. When do I need to have this selected by? And we actually have a really great online system that we use, and clients each have their own login. They log in, they can see all the stages of the project. It tells them exactly when we need to have the selections made by. But then from there, I mean, I schedule all of the appointments, and I make sure that we're going to have everything we need in time. Mm-hmm. Just knowing also that a lot of times there's going to be reselections. So we'll start something a little bit early, knowing that it's not going to be a one appointment
right.
thing. We're going to come back a few times.
Is this service that you're providing for Max Crosby Construction, is this something extra that they have to pay, or is that all part of the price?
It is included in our contract price. So I work directly with Max Crosby Construction. I don't work for anyone else. And when somebody chooses to build with us, I come along as part of that mm-hmm. package. And we have also had clients in the past that bring their own decorator or designer along as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to work with them as much or as little as they would like me to. Like mm-hmm. I said, a lot of my role is just organizing things, getting information to our team that needs to have it. So in those situations, I think that it's been good to have, you know, the collaboration where yeah. I come along to the meetings and I kind of take notes and pass it back along to the Max Crosby team.
Mm-hmm. And I can definitely testify that this is not a service that every builder offers. So it's definitely something extra that you're getting with Max Crosby Construction. Well, how can folks learn more about Max Crosby Construction?
Our phone number here is 843-766-9976, or they can always visit our website, which is maxcrosbyconstruction.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Whitney Pearson with Max Crosby Construction. Thanks so much, Whitney.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Liberty Cedar, and they're located at 4301 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Terry Conlin with Express Sunrooms. How you doing, Terry?
Doing fantastic, Tim.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Terry, take a moment and tell everybody about Express Sunrooms.
Well, we're a relatively young franchise, started here in the Lowcountry, owned by two owners, Eric and Mike. And we've been recently building into local franchises. We have two locally here in Charleston, and we're moving across the state. We got one in Columbia, one in Greenville, one now in Augusta, and going south, we're in Savannah and Jacksonville. And recently we opened one up in Huntsville, Alabama, which is nice to expand our market.
So when you say that Express Sunrooms is a franchise, Express Sunrooms, you folks started Express Sunroom, and now you're franchising Express Sunrooms to other markets around the Southeast, right? But it's headquartered right here in Charleston.
That's correct, yep. Born in Charleston, South Carolina.
Good deal. Now, Express Sunrooms, the name implies that you folks do sunrooms, but you also can help homeowners with more than just sunrooms. Talk about that a little bit.
That's right, Tim. A little misleading, as many brands. You start off with one specific thing, but you branch out into many, and that's one thing that we do. We basically provide the total outdoor living experience. Yes, we obviously do sunrooms, but there's much more than that. You know, our most popular product that we've done here recently, we're looking back on numbers, and screen rooms, given the fact that, you know, the bugs and that type of thing, people really want to utilize their outdoors, but mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, certain areas, those mosquitoes will carry you away. So our biggest thing recently here has been screen rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
screen porches.
Screen porches. Yeah. So those are some things, you know, with the bug situation. Then we also get into pergolas. You know, we got a lot of sun here in the south. The pergolas help give that shade structure. Pergolas and many other options to provide shade. And then, you know, we go to patio covers that'll allow you versatility. When you have, you know, sun, you want to have sun shades, but you also have coverage from the rain. You can be outside grilling, entertaining outdoors, no matter what the weather conditions.
And when you say a patio cover, are you talking about something that's fixed in place, or like a retractable awning, or?
Yeah, we offer all those above. You know, we have fixed patio covers that attach to the house, and it's basically an open outdoor room. We have freestanding that could be, you know, out on, you know, away from the home as a you know, an outdoor kitchen area. Out in the middle of the yard, we can do a covered area. You know, and then we move right along into, you know, we do wood decks, hardscapes. It's, you know, concrete and paver options, patios. Some people don't realize that we do those as well.
Hmm.
Another thing that's becoming quite big, it's always been big down in the Florida area, but pool enclosures. Hmm. We mentioned earlier about the bugs and the mosquitoes. Leaves and debris. Anyone that's been in Florida sees that, you know, most pools there have pool enclosures, screened in section of their pool. Those are starting to also become popular here in Charleston as well.
What's the name for those pool enclosures?
Some people call them pool cages. Some people call them lanais.
Lanai, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Different terms.
Gotcha. Yeah. So let me give you a couple scenarios. A homeowner has a deck. And they can't go out there when it rains or when there's a lot of mosquitoes and stuff like that. Express sunrooms could come along and build the walls for a screen porch, put on a roof to create an actual screen room. Is that something Express Sunrooms could help homeowners with?
Absolutely, very common. You know, people have an existing deck. You know, they're just not using it just because it's, you know, like you say, the weather, the rain, the bugs. We could definitely come in and build on top of that. There's a few things that need to happen in place of that. And even if you have an old rustic beat up deck, you know, it's sometimes all it takes, as long as the, you know, the structure is sound, replace the deck boards and you know, add a screen porch to it. You got a brand new area out there that, mm-hmm. You know, with people nowadays staying in their homes, not moving around so much, you can add a whole new element to your existing home.
Right. Let's say you have a porch and with a roof, but you want to make it a screen porch. Could Express Sunrooms help with adding the necessary equipment to and screening to screen in that porch?
Absolutely. Not only can we do that, you know, add screen to your existing covered porch, but there are so many options out there. You know, encourage people to visit us on the web, expresssunrooms.com, look at some of the products that we currently offer, and we've been working real hard on expanding that. We've been recently adding some products to our lines here. It's amazing what's out there as far as, you know, you can have retractable screens where you have an open porch whenever you need it. You go outside, the bugs are getting bad, with the click of a button, screens come down, and there you have your screen porch.
Oh, so the screens are retractable. They are you can even get them where they're powered.
Mm-hmm.
Screens can go up and down. Neat. And yep. You have like a remote control to control that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Screens and shade structures, you know, click of a button, you got everything at your fingertips, whatever
right.
You need when you need it, and you can still you know, some people have, when they have beautiful marsh views, etc., they don't want to ruin that. Well, you know, this is an option where you can have that all the time, and when you need the screen, the screen is there.
Gotcha. What about, let's get back to, you know, the core product, sunrooms, that from that Express Sunrooms you folks do. Is there some sort of a kit that you folks will be installing for a sunroom, or is there a way to create the sunroom so it's seamless, so that someone could look at that sunroom and not really realize that it was an add-on, that it looks like it was part of the original house that was built?
Yeah, what we do is it's not so much a kit, but what we do is everything we do, we want it to look like it was built with the home. So it's not a difficult thing, but what we do is, you know, it's easy. Everything we do will include shingles to match the existing. A lot of the HOA neighborhood associations will require that. They want a uniform look. So when we build our rooms, we have a guy that's all he does is he matches products. So, you know, he'll take the shingles, get a match, take the siding. We'll do siding to match. I know some other folks out there don't, you know, they just leave a white panel on a sunroom, and it does look like an afterthought or an addition. We always tend to try and have that look so it looks, you know, like it was built with the home.
Gotcha. Well, and how do you handle, you know, that let's say you're adding like a 200 square foot sunroom, that's going to require some extra, that room will need to be heated and cooled unless it's closed off. How do you handle adding the extra HVAC?
Well, there's many different ways that we do handle that, and you know, we can provide any of them. But typically, what we do is two options. We provide what we call a mini split, which is you know, a heating and air. It has its own separate unit, separate from the house. That's one unit. There's a hotel style unit that we can use, which is similar to what you see in a hotel room. It has its you know, an access for heating and cooling built into the wall. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you know, we can go with a typical just a window unit where it sits in the window, just like you know, you would at some of the older style homes, and heat and cool it that way. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of times we'll encourage our customers to get whatever they want. They can go and explore and shop online and find out the ins and outs of what's out there with technology today, and our guys can install that.
Okay.
We'll pick that up and install it for them.
Good deal.
At no extra charge.
Well, how can folks learn more about Express Sunrooms?
You can find us on the web, expresssunrooms.com. You'll be seeing us around. Our marketing, you know, departments is ramping up. You'll probably see us around town a little bit more. That's the best way to find us.
Expresssunrooms.com. All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Terry Conlin with Express Sunrooms. Thanks, Terry. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Liberty Cedar, located at 4301 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Brad Murray with CB Murray Construction. How you doing, Brad?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. Brad, take a moment and tell everybody about CB Murray Construction.
CB Murray Construction, I started the business in 07. I've been doing construction since the early 90s, and decided to start my own business in 07. And we started just doing minor residential, and we eventually evolved into flipping houses. Mm-hmm. And from there, we evolved into doing renovations for people. And primarily, we do everything residential.
Gotcha. So CB Murray Construction, you folks started officially in 2007, but you've got a long background in construction.
Sure.
What was that like, right? It's 2007, that was kind of the beginning of the recession there. Was that a little scary?
Really in the middle of the recession, yeah, for us, because I was doing sales for marble countertops and solid surface kitchens and shelving and mirror and shower doors, so everything was kind of plummeting. And it really wasn't advantageous for us to start the business at that time, according to everyone else. But I'm kind of glad we did, because there were some pricing structures and some things that we got during the recession that we wouldn't have gotten during the time everything was booming.
Mm-hmm.
And so And I felt like that if we could make it during the recession, then we could make it when everything was thriving.
Right, right. So you were, I'm sure C.B. Murray was taking just about any project coming your way.
Anything. It went from, my mother getting a price on windows and me saying, you know, I can do that. And then next thing you know, we started studying and looking at the different ways to do window treatments, and then we started doing windows. And then I come from a background. I started as a framer and a foundation guy when I was a teenager in high school. So, I've led some framing crews all the way up into being a project manager for some construction companies. So,
Gotcha. So, what kinds of talk about some of the bigger projects that C.B. Murray Construction has worked on, like maybe some of the renovations on houses on the water and so forth.
Sure, we did a. We've done a couple unique underwater remodels. We did one on Colberg Creek in West Ashley about 3 years ago, and it was kind of a unique project because they had about 2 acres of marsh that was actually King's granted into the property. So what we did is we did a complete interior exterior remodel, and then we added 4 or 5 areas on the property that allowed them to have 4 or 5 different atmospheres to go to be able to enjoy their time together. So that was really a special project and what we try to do is we try to take each couple that's moving in the house, and we really try to take 6 to 8 weeks to really get to know them and figure out, you know, what they're into, what they like, and what really ultimately makes them happy, because to us happiness is health. So and then we try to transform their house to suit that, to make them to improve it. So we did that one. That was a really big one as far as the company went. That was the biggest one we had done it up until that point. Since then, we did one on Goose Creek, and that was a complete interior exterior remodel. The house had fallen towards the water about 16 inches, so we had to raise the house up in the back 16 inches, and just so many challenges arose in that process. But we did a new seawall, a new boat deck, a new boat lift, boat ramps, swimming pools. And everything. It was rewarding when it was done, but as it was going on, there were many times where couldn't sleep at night and wake up in the morning and trying to figure out what the solution was to all the problems we faced. The house was just really uninhabitable.
What when you're working with a home on the water, are there any particular special things that you do to address that?
Sure. Most of the times when you're doing houses on the water, they're in a somewhat of a different floodplain anyhow. So you want to make sure that there's no washout or ability for the water to ruin the structure to start with. And it's, you got salt water. Most of the time here that you have to account for, whether it's with your air conditioner or with the, you know, any types of screws or nails you use, you want to make sure that everything is suitable for the water, because it's a different ball game on the water.
What kinds of screws and nails should you use?
Stainless steel. That's what we primarily use for everything.
Otherwise, if you don't use stainless steels, what will happen?
Well, you just have to. It eventually could fail. It eventually could corrode, and doing the seawalls and everything. You know, you have so many different types of even lumber. Most of the time when you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, they're selling treated lumber, but that's really an above ground treated lumber. You have certain degrees of treated lumber even. So you may have in the ground treated lumber, you may have saltwater splash treated lumber, and then you've got submerged saltwater treated lumber. So just understanding You know, what's available to you and how it works is a big part of what we're doing now. We learn something pretty much every day as a company on things that one thing that we try to do is we just try to, other than personalizing a house for the customer, we try to improve what we do every day in our knowledge and try to stay current with the market and try to be a big advocate for the customer to know what their options are as far as what products they can use, and then not only that, or what are the pros and cons of using each product. So that's one thing that we really try to strive ourselves in being. The other thing would be is that we don't like to tell the customer no. If they've got a vision that they want to make happen, and we know that maybe this is a harder route to get to than another way, we don't mind taking a harder route because we want it to be unique.
So it's not a one size fits all when it comes to working with different customers' homes.
Never. Nothing's ever the same. Everything is different, and that's what we try to be. I don't want to do everything for a customer and have them go to their friend's house and see the same thing. I want their house to be unique, and for instance, the big one we just got through with on the water in Hanahan, they were from Texas. So one thing we did for them is we put saloon doors on their water closet, on their toilet rooms, just to say, you know, this is your house. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we do things like that. And I always have something that I kind of keep to myself that I do for them, you know, something that I've taken out of the remodel that I incorporate in a new one and show them kind of at the end. And in that house, the homeowner, every time I interviewed them, she was listening to Pandora, listening to music, and these homeowners were so incredible. You know, we did all high impact glass, all the windows and doors were high impact, all elegant, but the homeowner would not spend $400 on a microwave because she didn't use a microwave. She's very practical, very just wonderful woman to work for. So I knew that if I presented a full in-house speaker system, she would say, no way.
Mm-hmm.
So we went ahead, and for the longest time, she thought, she didn't know what they were. She thought it was for the HVAC system. But I put a speaker system in every room, two out at the dock with rock speakers and around the pool, and then I put four speakers out on the dock so she can control those speakers with her phone or with her TV. So now everywhere you go on their property, they have the ability to listen to music. Mm. And they once she found out what she had, she was still, we don't need this. And now every time I go to visit, because I try to visit them as often as I can, because when you do a project of that magnitude, you form a lifelong relationship with your customer. And so every time I go by, there's music playing in every room. So that's one of the things that at the end of the day, when you sit back, you don't really realize the magnitude of what you do. And because there's always a punch list to be done. There's always this wall needs to be repainted. This piece of shoe mold goes on. But once you get done and you can sit back and look at how big the project is and how many decisions had to be made to complete the project, and sit back and at the end of the day maybe have one or two things tops out of 100 and something items that you can say maybe I would have done this different or this is very rewarding, and that's why we do what we do.
Good deal. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about CB Murray Construction.
We have a website, cbmurrayconstruction.com. You can go on there and look at all the different projects we've done. Basically look at our resume, so to speak, see what projects we have going on right now, what projects we're working on, and it tells everything about our company. You know, my wife is a huge part of our company, and when my son is not at Carolina and my daughter's not in high school, they're a big part of our company. Mm-hmm. So that we intended it for it to be a family business. My brother works for me, you know, so we're definitely a family oriented business.
That's great. Okay. And that website again?
It's cbmurrayconstruction.com.
Okay, good deal. Right. Well, we have been talking with Brad Murray with CB Murray Construction. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Liberty Cedar, located at 4301 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Jamie Nelson with Palmetto Surfacing. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Jamie, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Surfacing.
Well, Palmetto Surfacing is a countertop fabrication company, and we have been in business for about 30 years here in Charleston. We specialize in the fabrication and installation of natural stone, quartz products, and quarry and solid surface.
Gotcha. So when Palmetto Surfacing first opened 30 years ago, things have changed quite a bit since then. What kinds of surfaces was Palmetto Surfacing offering at that point for countertops?
You know, we originated as a quarry and company, you know, and Corian is still, you know, a part of the market. It tends to be more of a commercial side of the business. And residentially, what we're seeing, you know, granite used to be very popular, and then we still do a good bit of granite, but becoming more and more popular are the marbles and the quartz. I think clients tend to look in magazines such as, you know, Charleston Home and Design and see kitchens that are marble and see kitchens that are quartz. And the granites just don't end up in the magazines as much. So the trend is moving more towards what people see.
Gotcha. What marble is not a surface that you used to see in kitchens because it's a little bit softer and it can scratch and stain.
Right. That's correct. And there's nothing wrong with marble in and of itself. It's marble's been around forever. And it's really our expectations of the marble. So, as you said, it's a softer stone, so it's going to patina over time. It's not going to ruin. A lot of people think, I've ruined my marble because I've got a small mark on it, but it's just normal for marble to do that. You know, the quartz companies like Cambria Quartz, they're actually coming out with some quartz materials that give you that look without that porosity and without the softness with the chances of etching and things like that. So there's a couple different things you need to weigh if you want that look. Some people don't mind the marble, you know, patina.
What is describe what quartz countertops are? You mentioned brand name Cambria.
Yeah, quartz, you know, it's been around for a long time, and the colors have really evolved over the past probably 4 years. Cambria brand is the brand that we keep in stock, and what they're doing essentially is quarrying pure quartz in a quartz quarry, pulverizing that quartz.
Quartz is harder than granite,
yeah,
right?
Quartz is a stone that really exists as the dominant stone in granite and marble and a lot of these stones that we see, you know, out in the market. But they're going to actual pure quartz quarries, which the quartz is so hard that it's brittle. It will not come out of the ground in a block like these granites. It doesn't have any color. So essentially they're buying 2,000-pound aggregate bags that have already been sorted on the size and the color of the quartz, and they're making a cookie dough out of 93% pure quartz, 7% epoxy and pigment to hold it together and give it color, and they're making slabs. So they're, you know, the resins that hold it together are what make it not porous, and then of course the 93% of it that's quartz is what gives it the strength.
Gotcha. Okay. Do they still refer to it as an engineered stone?
It's engineered. Yes, it is. It's an engineered stone.
Gotcha. And there are different types of quartz countertops that look just like marble.
They're getting much, much better these days. I mean, the marble collection from Cambria, if you went to their website, you know, CambriaUSA.com, you would see that they have probably about 5 or 6 different marble aesthetics that really look just like marble.
But harder and less maintenance.
Really, yeah, zero maintenance. It's a zero maintenance marble aesthetic option.
Talk about the process of a homeowner knows they want new countertops. Take us from the moment they call Palmetto Surfacing to the end.
The way it works is, you know, they can either come into our showroom, which is at 7645 South Rail Road in North Charleston, or they can call us at area code 843-569-1131 and set up an appointment. We will come to their house, measure their kitchen, email them a price, and then they can come into the showroom after they've gotten that price and actually make a selection from the 900 or so slabs that we keep in stock at the building. And if they decide to, you know, to take the next step and use us, it's a pretty, you know, pretty quick process. We schedule it so that we come in on a Monday, remove their existing countertops, and then come back on a Thursday and reinstall their new countertops. So it's, you know, pretty much takes place in the same week.
Mm, gotcha. What's left when you take out the old countertops before the new ones come in?
There's really nothing left. When we come in on Monday and remove the existing countertops, it will just be cabinetry. It'll look like it did before the countertops were installed in the first place, and there'll be nothing, you know, there, no sink. So they have to eat out a couple of days, which most people don't mind.
Right.
But anyway, we come back on Thursday, we reinstall the new countertops, and the only thing that they would need to do after we're done is typically they'll put a tile backsplash in, and they can go to one of these tile companies and have a tile backsplash installed, and then they will need a plumber to actually hook up the sink. We actually mount the undermount sink and drill the holes for the faucet that they choose, but what we don't do is reconnect the plumbing. So, you know, that's the last step, is having their plumbing reconnected.
And from the time they call Palmetto Surfacing to the time that the countertops are installed, are we talking weeks, months?
Typically about 3 weeks from the time they choose a color and make a decision, we'll come in and actually do that process. Where I was telling you, they would come in on a Monday and a Thursday. So if they came in today and made their selections, they would go ahead and schedule it for about, you know, 3 weeks from that day. And then they can, you know, plan on that Monday and that Thursday, that, you know, us coming on Monday, removing countertops, coming back on Thursday, and installing the new ones.
And the price for the stone or the engineered stone is different based on how rare the stone is.
Well, I mean, Cambria has pretty much, they have a very level pricing. Every color they make is the same price. And quartz prices out like a mid-range granite or marble. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all of it is very affordable until you get to the exotic stones that you see at these importers.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, Cambria quartz prices out a lot like a Carrara marble or any other mid-range granite that someone might be looking at. It's not really outside of most people's price point.
People are often surprised at how affordable new stone countertops can be.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit. I mean, you've got the cheaper granites and the 35, 40.
I mean, the average square footage in a kitchen is 60 square feet. So I would say, you know, templated, fabricated, and installed, and with us removing your existing countertops, you could expect on the low side in the mid, you know, 2,500 range to the high side, you know, 4,500 range, depending on what they choose. So, yes, I think countertops are a lot more affordable than most people think. So I would just suggest, you know, calling us and letting us come out and actually price it, because it doesn't take anything for us to come out, and just takes about 20 minutes for us to, you know, come out, measure the kitchen, and email them a price.
And what an impact it makes having those brand new shiny countertops.
We think so. Bang for the dollar, there's no question, countertops make a big impact.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Surfacing?
You can call us at area code 843-569-1131, or you can go to our website, which is www.palmettosurfacing.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Jamie Nelson with Palmetto Surfacing. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Tim.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or set a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.